Welcome, everybody, to an oppressively hot Sunday afternoon here in Salisbury, Maryland. We're at Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the series finale between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. First series out of the All-Star break for the Shorebirds has not really gone to plan, as today they play looking to avoid a series sweep at the hands of the Frednats, who have now won 8 games in a row against the Shorebirds. Yesterday, the tale continued for Delmarva as they were shut out 7-0 by the Nationals, a 5-pitcher shutout for the Frednats, spearheaded by Pablo Aldonis, and then 4 different relievers, including Major League rehabbers Will Harris and Reed Garrett. Shorebirds got just 6 hits total in the game, 6 singles, 4 from the combination of Michael Dazon and Frederick Benkozme. And other than that, not a whole lot else brewing. Frednats scored 3 in the first. Wouldn't need anything more after that, but they scored nonetheless. 2 more in the fourth, 2 more in the eighth. And the Shorebirds lost their second straight out of the All-Star break, falling back to 30 games under 500 at 29 and 59, 8-15 here in the second half. Now 9 games back already in the second half standings, 20.5 games back overall to the Fredericksburg Nationals, who lead the Northern Division both overall and in the second half, 50-39 in the season, 17-6 here in the second half. So the Shorebirds will try to avoid what would be a second consecutive series sweep at the hands of the Fredericksburg Nationals, the only team to have swept the Shorebirds this season, which is a relatively astonishing feat given that the Shorebirds have the most losses in minor league baseball at 59, but have been swept only once. That was against the Frednats. The last time that the Shorebirds went to Frednats ballpark, that was back in late June into July, the 28th of June to July the 3rd. Shorebirds getting shellacked that week, yet here on the other side of the All-Star break, but they'll hope that Darlan Alcantara, making the start for the Shorebirds, can unlock the combo that is the Fredericksburg Nationals. Alcantara back in starting rotation with Ryan Long hitting the IL. Alcantara is 0-1 this season with a 5.73 ERA, making his third start, 5th appearance overall. He'll be in tandem with Dylan Hyde. Hyde 1-2 with a 5.56 ERA. Shorebirds will be seeing Jackson Rutledge on the mound for the Frednats. Rutledge 3-5 this year with a 6.08 ERA. Rutledge has been wildly inconsistent this year for the Frednats. It's either been extremely good or extremely bad, and for the most part against the Shorebirds, it's been very good for Rutledge. He had one bad start actually here in Salisbury against the Shorebirds, lasting just 2 2/3 innings. But then he followed that up during that sweep that the Frednats had against the Shorebirds back at the end of June with a 2-start week, winning both of those starts, going a combined 12 innings, allowing just 2 earned runs, or 13 innings, beg your pardon, allowing 2 runs on 10 hits, 2 walks, and striking out 14. Did the math the last time that Rutledge actually pitched against Delmarva. Overall in his career, Rutledge has actually pitched to an ERA well above 5. But if you take out his starts against Delmarva last year, he was also very good against the Shorebirds. You take those starts out, and his numbers get demonstrably worse as well. So for whatever reason, Jackson Rutledge has just dominated the Shorebirds over the course of his career. So we'll see whether or not that continues today, or if the Shorebirds can get up off the deck after being shut out for the 6th time last night. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. This is the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Back here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, Sam Jelinek with you. Let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First, for the Fredericksburg Nationals, managed by Jake Lowry in his first year at the helm of the club, he has Jacob Young leading it off. He is in center. JT Arruda, the second baseman, plays for the first time this series at second base. Beyondell Pena in the three-hole plays shortstop. Brandon Bossier bats cleanup. He'll play first base. Sammy Infante, the DH, bats fifth. Steven Williams in left field hits sixth. Andre Arias in right, 7th, Paul Witt over at 3rd, 8th, and Alan Barrios does the catching, batting 9th, with Jackson Rutledge on the mound. For the Shorebirds, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup, Luis Valdez leads it off, he's at 2nd. Trenton Craig out in right field, bats 2nd, Reed Trimble, the DH, bats 3rd, Michael Dazon in left, bats 4th, Frederick Ben Cosme, the shortstop, bats 5th, and Isaac De Leon at 3rd, Steven Acevedo in center, Roberto Martinez at 1st, Michael Montecone does the catching, and Darlin Alcantara is on the hill. He leads the Shorebirds out of the dugout as they take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games at Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Leading you up to first pitch, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineups, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds!
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a scorching hot Sunday afternoon. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds and Fred Nance for the finale of this mini three-game series. Birds trying to avoid being swept by the Fred Nance for the second straight series. Would be their 9th straight loss against the Fred Nance. Darlin Alcantara will try to pitch them to a victory. Darlin on the hill, making his 3rd start of the season. Right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 180 pounds, 20 years old, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Alcantara on the hill for the Shorebirds, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Michael Dazon, Trenton Craig out in right. Isaac De Leon's at third base, Frederick Ben Cosme at short, Luis Valdez at second. Roberto Martinez is at first base, Michael Montecone does the catching, and Darlin Alcantara trying to bounce back from his last start against the Fred Nats, which was a loss here today on the bump for the Shorebirds. Shorebirds in their typical Maryland Pride Thursday attire here on Sunday. It's a black jersey with Maryland flag on the sleeves. White pants for the Shorebirds with a black hat, D-Bird cap, D-Bird logo on the front. Fred Nats in their classical road grays with Fredericksburg in red script across the front with a red sash underneath, red numbers on the back. Jacob Young strikes the plate to lead it off for the Fred Nats, as he's done in each game so far this series. Right-handed batter, 7th round pick out of the University of Florida last year. comes in with the sun absolutely splashing the field right now, 94 degrees here right before first pitch. Alcantara into his wind, the first pitch of the game is a fastball that sinks down and in, and we're underway a minute early at 5:04 here from Salisbury. Young has had a very good series. A couple of hits last night as the 1-0 misses down and away for ball two. 2 for 5, 3 stolen bases. He now has 5 stolen bases in the series, now up to 32 on the season. Outfield straight away, infield straight up the pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball three, and Alcantara has missed this first three of the day. Alcantara's big issue, the last time he saw the Fred Nats back on July the 2nd, he walked 5 over 2-plus innings. The 3-0, it's down and away, ball four, and a inauspicious start for Darlin Alcantara against the Fred Nats. Walks Jacob Young on 4 pitches. 3 games in the series for Young batting leadoff, 3 games that he has led off by reaching base. 2 walks on 8 pitches, no less, and a single yesterday. He scored each time. Big lead for him from first. Alcantara high set the pitch. Young runs and level for strike one. And Young had a ginormous lead. Why Alcantara didn't even ponder throwing over is a mystery. Outfield straight away with the wind blowing straight out to center. Arruda playing his first game here on the other side of the All-Star break. Young again, an enormous lead. Alcantara set. Leg kick the pitch. Arruda shows bunt, drops it down back to the mound. Arruda fields, slings it over to first to retire Arruda. Young up to second on the sacrifice. So the Fred Nats give the Shorebirds out there. Young up to second. That brings up Beyond Del Pena, the shortstop. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Hitting .238 on the season with a .732 OPS. Was the only Fred Nat not to be a part of the fun last night. First pitch fastball misses down and in for ball one. Finished 0-6. So he has really gone cold after a scorching hot start to the season that had his average above .270 and OPS above .900. Now OPS at .732. Young dances away from second, the pitch. And Pena rolls it to the on-deck hitter Brandon Bossier. Strike one. Pena, high red socks. Red shin guard as well, almost camouflages against his front leg. Red batting gloves, very well coordinated. Outfield plays him to pull the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball two. Leaves a wide swath of uncovered grass out in left center. Pena had the game-winning hit back on Friday night, a two-run double. 2-1 the count. Young at second the pitch. And Pena slashes it out of play into the inflatables out in left field. And the count's 2-2. Series finale for the Shorebirds and Fred Nats. Shorebirds trying to avoid a series. Had some momentum going into the All-Star break. Now looking back on it, you could say the break came at a very inopportune time. 2-2. Pena takes, fastball just a little high. 3-2. Trey Jester calling balls and strikes. His zone back on Friday was pretty minuscule and seems to be continuing the trend here today. Which with this kind of heat, I don't think anybody would blame him. The zone opened up a couple inches. 3-2. Pena pops it up. That'll get over top the Shorebirds dugout and into the seats. And the count remains at 3-2. Young out at second, one out. Shorebird trying to avoid falling behind in the first inning for the first time in the series. Then Cosme shadows the runner in the pitch. Pena lines it back to the middle and into center. That's a base hit. Young a late start from second. He makes the turn around third. The throw goes back into second. And Young scores without a play, standing up. And the Fred Nats for the third straight day score in the first inning. And it's Fredericksburg 1 before Delmarva has even come to the plate. Ball was scorched by Pena. Nearly took off Alcantara's head. 39th RBI of the season for Pena. And that brings up Brandon Bossier. Pena over at first, one out. Infield plays boss here to pull from the left side. The pitch. He takes a breaking ball that gets the call at the top of the zone. Rare high strike for Alcantara there. Bossier hitting .245, two homers and 37 driven in. .698 OPS. The pitch. And Bossier swings and hits it in the air to left. Chases Desson back a couple of steps. Gets under it and makes the catch for the second out here in the first. Good bounce back from Alcantara. And now with two away, Sammy Infante comes to the plate. Infante 1-for-3 last night, but he stole three bases, now 12 on the season. So a quarter of his stolen base production came in one game. 16 homers, 52 driven in for the 21-year-old. Yes. Pena still at first, two outs in the pitch. Fastball sinks a little low for ball one. Alcantara, his last time out was July the 15th at Carolina. He made two relief outings following his start, which he lost against Fredericksburg back on the second. It's back-to-back saves. One against Salem, one against Carolina. Although the save against the Mudcats was not very clean. Threw over to first, and Pena dives back safely. He gave up two runs on four hits, three walks, two strikeouts. Game ended up finishing 6-2, but it was a shutout when he entered in the bottom of the seventh. Got through that inning scoreless, but then the eighth had the bases loaded and nobody out. And got a gift double play. Fly ball to right. Steven Acevedo made the catch. Threw out the runner at the plate. Pena takes off from first. Alcantara throws back to first, but the relay to second, not in time. And Pena, with such a huge jump, Alcantara didn't finally step off until he was halfway to second. And he would have been better off just stepping off and throwing to second. But because of the way that Alcantara stepped off, he forced himself to throw over. When you spin like that, you have to throw to first. So Pena at second, a stolen base, and the 1-0. This is outside for ball two. The only way you can step off and not throw to first base is if you place your right foot directly behind the rubber. But for Alcantara, he spun and threw, which limits your opportunities. So Pena at second, the pitch. Infante hits it in the air down the right field line, slicing towards the Frednats bullpen. That'll land in the picnic deck. Vacant for now. And that's strike one. So 2-1 on Infante with Pena out at second. Frednats scored three in the first yesterday, all with two outs, so Alcantara trying to limit the damage here. And now time called, and finally Infante steps back in. Pena at second, two outs. Alcantara, letter high set, fires home. And Infante tries to check his swing, but he went around. Two balls, two strikes. Going to be at least a 20-pitch first for Alcantara. Shorebirds have not gotten a length out of their starters out of the break. Cruz went three innings on Friday. Portes 2 2/3 yesterday. 2-2. Breaking ball called, strike three. Freezes Infante, and Alcantara limits the damage to one run. Here in the first, stranding Pena at second. On to the bottom of the first, it's Fredericksburg 1, Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the first, it's the Fred Dats nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat against Jackson Rutledge on the mound for the Nationals getting the start. Rutledge, big, tall, right-handed pitcher, 6'7", 240. He is on the hill for the Fred Dats, and this is the defense behind him. Stephen Williams is in left, Jacob Young in center, Andre Arias in right, Paul Witts at third, Viondel Pena at short, JT Arruda at second, Brandon Bossier at first, Alan Barrios does the catching. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Shorebirds, and the first pitch, Valdez shows bunt and takes down low, 4-1. Valdez hitting 274 on the season. The pitch, fastball, misses up and away for ball two. 697 OPS, but he's just 1-7 here in the series. Hasn't stolen a base, still stuck on 45 for the year. Swings the 2-0, rips it to second on one hop. Arruda blocks it, picks it up, throw to first, not in time. Valdez in with a headlong dive. It'll be a base hit for Valdez as that ball was scorched to second, and then his speed just beat the play at first. So Valdez aboard, the Shorebirds down a run here in the early going. See if they can get something going against Rutledge. Big righty comes set just above the belt. And a throw over to first, Valdez dives back in safely. Rutledge 3-5 with a 6.08 ERA. On the season, 50 1/3 innings, has struck out 48, walked 15. Pitch to Trenton Craig, swing and a miss. Fastball sinking down for strike one. Rutledge has allowed 64 hits, 35 runs, 34 earned, and despite his very good stuff, opponents swings and misses. Valdez takes off for second and slides in safely headlong with his 46th stolen base of the season. And man, Valdez gave himself a whole lot of runway for a headlong dive there. He started his dive probably at the cutout of the grass, then slid, hydroplaned his way into second. 46th stolen base of the season. Leads the league. The pitch. Craig swings and lines it by the dive of Witt at third and on into left, a base hit. Valdez a late jump, stops at third, and Craig aboard at first with a two-strike single. Puts men at first and third with nobody out for Reed Trimble. All Valdez could do on that play was freeze on the liner and then advance. Not too bad a situation, though, for Reed Trimble to hit in. Reed, 2 for his first 6 back with the Shorebirds, was 0-2 last night with a walk after going 2-4 back on Friday. Rutledge the stretch and the pitch. And Trimble swings, laces it into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Splits the gap and goes to the warning track. Valdez scores, Craig goes to third, and Trimble into second standing with an RBI double and three batters into the bottom of the first. The Shorebirds have tied it at one. Man, is it nice to have Reed Trimble back. His first extra base hit back with the Shorebirds ties it at one here in the first inning. And still runners at second and third with nobody out. Rutledge, who went 6 innings in his final start before the break, picking up the win against Augusta, allowing just 2 runs, now in the middle of it here in the first. The pitch to DeSone, swing and a miss. Curveball down and away, can't lay off for strike one. Rutledge didn't issue a walk for the first time this season against Augusta. Ended up going 6 innings, allowing just 2 runs. The pitch, Fastball at the knee is a 95. It's 0-2. Fields back for the Fred Nats. DeSone 2-for-4 last night, hitting .230 on the season. The pitch. And DeSone fouls it back. Still 0-2. DeSone playing left field today after DHing yesterday. Shorebirds have tied it at 1 here in the last of the first. Right on right with Rutledge. The pitch to DeSone. He swings and chops down the ground to short. Runners take off. Pena Fields throws to first. Retires DeSone. Craig comes in to score, and the Shorebirds take a 2-1 lead on DeSone's RBI ground out. And that was a really good read by Trimble at second, because that's a 50-50 call on whether or not he thinks he can take third on that one. But it was hit softly enough, and Pena waited back on it. And Trimble advances to third. Craig scores. And now with one away, the Fred Nats infield comes in for Frederick Benkozme. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Benkozme swings, chops it back up the middle, and it sneaks through into center for a base hit. Trimble walks on home from third, and Frederick Benkozme lives up to the name Freddy Base Knox. Gives the Shorebirds a 3-1 lead here in the first. Benkozme, who had his 14th multi-hit game of the season yesterday, now 1-for-1 with a seeing eye single, driving in a run. Now he's at first for Isaac De Leon. The pitch, Benkozme runs. Breaking ball's a strike. The throw to second's on the bag, and Benkozme is hosed. Benkozme caught stealing for the fifth time this season. Now 6-for-11 stealing bases. And just like that, some of the momentum sapped away from the Shorebirds. Two outs, nobody on, and a strike on De Leon. The pitch to De Leon. He swings and dribbles it out to short. Pena charges, Fields throws on the run, and retires De Leon. And just like that, the inning is over. But the Shorebirds score three times. Reed Trimble, an RBI double. Michael DeSone, an RBI ground out. Frederick Benkozme, an RBI three. And then Fred Nats, one. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the second, it's now the Shorebirds 3 and the Fred Nats 1. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds hitting around Jackson Rutledge in the first, the tune of 4 hits, 3 runs. And now Darlin Alcantara works with the lead and pitches to Steven Williams. And the first pitch fastball misses outside for ball 1. 6-7-8, 2 up for the Fred Nats. Williams leads it off, the left fielder, playing for the first time this series, and swings the 1-0 and hits it high in the air to center. Acevedo back a couple of steps, still shuffling his feet, and finally settles up and puts it away for the first, very strongly out to straightaway center. So any ball up in the air today is going to be a little bit of an adventure. So one away, that brings up Andre Arias, and maybe Alcantara getting out of the first inning will provide a bit of a boost to him. Walk Young on 4 pitches to open the game, and first pitch to Andre Arias is a Off-speed pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Arias, left-handed batter. Alcantara, the wind and the pitch. Arias chops it on one hop to first, in and out of Martinez as Mitt picks it up and flips to Alcantara, covering at first for the second out. Nearly disaster for the Shorebirds, but a huge move there by Alcantara, breaking off the mound immediately, not hesitating. Even though if Martinez fields that cleanly, he's taking that ball to the base himself. But Alcantara there just in case, and well, just in case happened. That's why you do it. So two away, and that brings up Paul Witt, the third baseman. Back with the Fred Nats after a stint with the Wilmington Blue Rocks in the first pitch. It's on the outside corner for strike one, a breaking ball. Two outs, top of the second. It's the Birds three and the Nats one. Witt, 24 years old, went to college at VCU. Swings at the 0-1, fouls it back up to the sweet level and back down. Quickly 0-2. Right on right matchup. The 0-2. And Witt foul tips it, held on to by Monte Cohn. And Darlin Alcantara with a 1-2-3 second hold serve for the Shorebirds. On to the last of the second, it's the Birds 3 and the Nats 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care. Want so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebird game? And your team will be in the Shorebird starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. The Shorebirds are back in town August 2nd through the 7th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. On Thursday, August 4th, it's the Maryland Pride Adelie Rutschman bobblehead giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 5th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night featuring a special guest appearance by Spider-Man as well as post-game fireworks. And Saturday, August 6th, it's post-game WBOC fireworks presented by Mount Air Farms. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Shorebirds still sporting a 3-1 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals here at the start of the bottom of the second. Steven Acevedo leads it off for the Shorebirds. 7-8-9 due up. Acevedo out in center field today. Jackson Rutledge back to work in his first pitch. It's a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Acevedo took an 0-for in last night's game. It's 0-for-4 in the pitch. Spiked in, breaking ball that time. One ball, one strike. Acevedo, one of the few guys who can somewhat challenge Rutledge as far as height and weight is concerned. Acevedo at 6'4", listed technically at 185, but he's at least up to 220 now. 1-1. Off-speed pitch, misses high and tight. Two balls, one strike. Shorebirds with three runs in the first inning on four hits. 2-1. Acevedo breaks his bat on a grounder to third. Fielded by Witt on the grass, he throws across to retire Acevedo as the bat lands about 15 rows up in the stands on the third base side. Thankfully missed everybody. But man, that thing went helicoptering out of play. And thankfully missed everybody. And a unique souvenir for a fan sitting about 15 rows up. Here's Roberto Martinez, switch hitter, batting left. And the first pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Never know what you're going to see at a ballpark, and that's a new one. I have never seen a broken bat go that far. The 0-1, it's cut on and missed for strike two. I've seen a player lose the handle on the bat and throw it that far. But for the barrel of the bat on a broken bat, to go that far, 0-2. Fastball misses up and away. Still at 0-2. Not just go into fair territory, but into foul territory. 15 rows up is absolutely wild. 1-2 to Martinez. Checks his swing, but the fastball is let her high down the middle for strike three. And Rutledge with his first strikeout of the game. Two away here in the second. Brings up Mishael Montecone, batting ninth for the Shorebirds. Two outs, nobody on for him. Shorebirds lead 3-1, bottom of the second. Right-handed batter, Rutledge the wind and the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Montecone hitting 211, a 486 OPS. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, and it's 0-2. So Rutledge looking like a completely different pitcher than the one who allowed three runs on four hits in the first. 0-2. Breaking ball overthrown a little, spiked into the left-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Luis Valdez, the top of the order on deck. Rutledge the turn and the pitch. And Montecone goes up the ladder and somehow fouls it back. One, two again. Swings at another fastball up and out of the zone, and tomahawks it back and up over the seats this time. Stay at 1-2. One, two again. Breaking ball in the dirt. Montecone checks his swing, and Steve Craze says no swing. Montecone, the benefit of the doubt. And the count moves to 2-2. Rutledge looking for a 1-2-3 second. The wind and the pitch home. Montecone swings, hits it in the air to left. Williams back a couple of steps towards the line, puts it away for the final out here in the second. Rutledge matches Alcantara with a 1-2-3 frame of his own. On to the third, it's the Birds 3 and the Fred Nats 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds with a 3-1 advantage over the Fred Nats here in the series finale, trying to avoid their ninth consecutive loss to the Fred Nats in what would be a series sweep. 9-1-2 due up for the Fred Nats here in the third. Alan Barrios leads it off, the catcher. Alcantara has retired five in a row with two strikeouts after allowing two of the first three to reach. Alcantara, the righty, into his windup, and the pitch to Barrios is a breaking ball that misses up and in for ball one. Barrios in his first action of the series, hitting 239. The pitch, and a fastball inside, drills him on the left hand. And he drops the bat and takes off the shin guard. And it looks like he'll be able to stay in the game. That's always such a dicey moment when a player gets hit on the hand, whether or not it gets them on the wrist, the fingers, whatever. easy for a broken wrist, broken finger. Thankfully, Barrios okay. And Alcantara's string of five in a row retired, snapped by the hit batter. So he's aboard to lead off the third, and the lineup flips to the top, and Jacob Young walked and scored his first time up. Alcantara from the stretch, the pitch. Young shows bunt, takes a pitch up and in, and I think that got him on the hands. And unfortunately, he offered at it, so it's a strike. Fouled it off, but I think it got fouled off of his thumb. And Young will take a little walk around here and feel out his hand. Not sure which hand it got because the pitch missed up and in. And the way he just looked down, I think it was his left hand. And manager Jake Lowry will come down from the third base coach's box and check in on his center fielder. The pitch was a strike on Young because he never pulled the bat back while he was attempting. Always a painful strike, but he'll stay in the game. And Lowry is questioning how it was called a strike. I think he wanted at least an appeal, maybe. But it was pretty obvious that Young never pulled back. So it's a strike on Young. Barrios still over at first. 3-1 Shorebirds, top of the third. Series finale, Birds trying to avoid a series sweep at the hand of the Frednats. Alcantara back to work the pitch. And Young swings and pops it up into shallow right. Second baseman Valdez flying out over the shoulder, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Barrios returns back to first. And that's what the speed of Luis Valdez at any one of his positions can do. Any other second baseman, that baseball might drop in with Craig playing deep and right. But Valdez, basically a center fielder playing second, able to sprint back there to make that catch pretty easily. So now JT Arruda, he dropped down a sack bunt his first time up. Left-handed batter open stance, the pitch. Fastball sinks down and away for ball one. Arruda comes into the day hitting .226. 7.11 OPS, one homer, eight driven in. The pitch. Arruda takes down in the dirt. Nice backhand scoop by Monte Cone. And the count moves to 2-0. Infield on a modified double play depth. Second baseman Valdez towards the pole side. 2-0. Arruda takes high off of Monte Cone that missed. That'll be a passed ball on Monte Cone with Barrios going up to second. Monte Cone flashed the leather up, got a piece of it, but just didn't come down with it. So a runner in scoring position with one out for the Frednats. And the pitch to Arruda is cracked in the air to deep right field. Craig going back, looks up, it's gone. JT Arruda with a two-run homer ties this game at three here in the third. For Arruda, it's his second of the season, 417 out to deep right field. That is not a cheapie. Just like that, this ball game is tied. And that brings up Viondel Pena. Pena with an RBI single his first time up. Then stole second but was stranded out there to end the first. Infield plays on the pole. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Alcantara this season, as far as home runs are concerned, haven't really been an issue for him, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. He's only allowed one homer. That actually came back on June the 25th against Lynchburg to Joe Donovan. 1-1. Fastball misses up and away. 2-1. Pena, switch hitter, batting left, narrow stance. The kick and the pitch. This is down and in. Ball three. Talked about it during the first inning when Alcantara was already at 20 pitches, but the Shorebirds need some length out of him today. Starters haven't gone past three innings so far in the series. The pitch. Fastball misses down and in, and Alcantara walks his second of the game. So Brandon Bossier comes to the plate with a man at first, and it looks like the Shorebirds bullpen is about to activate. Bossier flied to left his first time up. Think Angel Vargas is going to be the one to start loosening. Outfield plays Bossier to pull. Pena at first, Alcantara sent the pitch. And the breaking ball's a check swing, tapper to third. De Leon Fields goes to second, one. And Ben Cosme just holds on the base there. Bossier safe at first on the fielder's choice. Your rare 5-6. Fielder's choice at second. Good jump by Ben Cosme, knowing to cover there with Valdez at second playing to pull. He had no shot to get to the bag in time, so Ben Cosme, who can also play second himself, very comfortable covering the bag in that kind of situation. It's now Sammy Infante, the DH. He struck out looking to end the first. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball spins down the middle for strike one. Infante, six homers, 52 driven in. Bossier at first, two outs, a tie game now at three. The pitch. Breaking ball backs up off the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Infield plays Infante to pull, second baseman Valdez up the middle. Outfield straight away and deep. Alcantara's 1-1. Fastball, can't get the call. Down and in. Two balls, one strike. Bossier held on by Martinez, the pitch. Breaking ball spins a little high. Alcantara can't bring it down. And the count moves even more in Infante's favor, 3-1. Infante's had a really good series, although just one hit yesterday. He was on base three times after having a three-hit game back on Friday. Finished a triple shy of the cycle. 3-1. Runner goes, and the fastball misses inside. And Alcantara walks his third of the game. Second of the first and second with two away for Steven Williams. Pitching coach Joe Hommacher is going to make a visit to the mound, allow Vargas enough time to loosen out in the bullpen just in case things go really sideways on Alcantara. Williams on the season hitting .240, two homers and 20 driven in. Actually had a walk-off game winner against the Shorebirds back in June. So the meeting on the mound done. And we'll see if Alcantara can get out of this jam. Williams flied to center his first time up. First and second, two out. The game is tied now at three, top of the third. JT Arruda, two-run homer. Williams from the left side, the pitch. Takes a breaking ball down and in. Ball one. Williams, a slightly open stance. 18th rounder last year out of Auburn. The pitch. Slider misses high for ball two, and that's not the first slider from Alcantara that's missed like that. It's consistently, when it has missed the zone, been left up, which is dangerous because once you start pulling it down, chance to really hang it. 2-0. Fastball is way down and in. Williams has to dance out of the way, and the count's 3-0. And if Alcantara walks Williams here, that might be the end of the line. Although Vargas is still throwing out in the pen. Might not be ready. 3-0. Goes to a strike one. Timid that Williams might have a green light 3-0. Finally finds the strike zone again after missing on seven straight. 3-1. Went back to the slider and missed inside for ball four. Second straight walk, and that's going to be the final pitch of the day for Darlin Alcantara. Alcantara goes 2 2/3, allows three runs for now. Felipe Rojas Jr. out to the mound, takes the ball from him, and we've got our first TechNet call to the bullpen here this evening. Take a quick break, be back in a second. Bases loaded for the Fred Nats, two outs and a tie game in the third. Stick with us here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care. Still in the top of the third, the Fred Nats have tied the game at 3 on JT Arruda's two-run homer. And now a TechNet call to the bullpen brings in Angel Vargas in place of Darlin Alcantara, who leaves the bases loaded, all his responsibility. Two-thirds innings, two hits, four walks, two strikeouts. Andrea Reyes is the one to face Vargas out of the bullpen. Bases juiced, two outs. Vargas 6-1, 173, a right-handed pitcher. 0-2 with a 16.57 ERA. Vargas crossfire set, the pitch home. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Slider on the back foot, Arias chased a bad one. Strike one. Vargas hasn't pitched in quite a bit of time. The last time we saw him was back on the 16th. He threw a third of an inning. Over the past month, he's thrown just an inning or two innings total. The pitch, it's cut on and missed. Another good breaking ball. This one below the knees, hard of the plate. It's 0-2. Bases loaded, two outs for the Fred Nats, top of the third. Tied at three. Vargas trying to strand him loaded. Ball behind his back, now comes set of the belt. The 0-2 to Arias. And back to the breaking ball. Arias lays off this time. And the count moves to 1-2. Middle infield plays Arias to pull. Dale Leone at third plays within arm's reach of the bag. 1-2 on Arias, chokes up on the bat. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. Got him with the off-speed down and away. Vargas comes in and punches out Arias to strand the bases loaded here in the third and keep the ball game tied at three. On to the bottom of the third. Game's all tied up between the Birds and the Nats at three here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellner, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellner free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the order here for the Shorebirds, and now a tie game. Bottom of the third, Fred Nats 3 and the Shorebirds 3. Sam Jelinek with you. So glad you decided to join us here on Sunday evening. First pitch to Luis Valdez is fouled off at the plate off his body. Strike one. Valdez singled his first time up, stole second, and then scored on Reed Trimble's RBI double. Shorebirds with 3 in the first, haven't scored since, though. 1. Fastball brushes Valdez back off the inside edge. 1-1. Rutledge has retired 4 in a row. The 1-1. Breaking ball tapped foul at the plate. Catcher Barrios touches up with it. And the count's 1-2. Valdez, Craig, and Trimble here in the first for the Shore, or here in the third for the Shorebirds. 1-2. And Valdez fouls it back and out of play. Lands on the roof of the ballpark and bounces out and into the parking lot. 1-2. Rutledge goes. And Valdez swings and misses. Curveball in the dirt. Barrios blocks it, picks it up, throws to first just in time. Barrios lost the baseball under his feet. Finally found it, and Valdez nearly beat the throw to first. But the strikeout recorded here to open the first with a little bit of extra excitement. And open the third. So that brings up Trendon Craig. One out, nobody on. Craig singled his first time up the pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball. And the count's 0-1. Right on right matchup. Craig getting his first start this series. The pitch. Fastball is on the outside half. No balls, 2 strikes. Craig came into today hitting .238 with a .700 even OPS. 0-2. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by the catcher Barrios. This strikeout comes with a lot less fanfare. And there's two away here to begin the third. Brings up Reed Trimble, the DH today for the Shorebirds. His RBI double back in the first, tied the game at 1. Open stands from the left side, the pitch. Fastball misses upstairs, 1-0. Rutledge the wind and the 1-0. Fastball misses down and in for ball 2. Trimble, switch hitter. His double his first time from the left side, his first extra base hit of the season. Just his third game. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. Swung through it. 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Fastball down and in. Trimble has to dance out of the way. Kicks his feet back behind him. 3-1. 2 outs. Nobody on for Trimble. Birds and Fred Nats tied at 3. Bottom of the third. 3-1. Trimble checks his swing, and the pitch is just outside. Ball 4. First walk issued by Rutledge, and the first one that he's given up now in his past 9 innings. Brings up Michael Desson. RBI ground out his first time up. So now Desson, right-handed batter. Trimble at first, the pitch. Fastball misses low for ball 1. Shorebirds and Fred Nats tied at 3, bottom of the third. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The pitch. DeZone, a weak tapper back to the mound. Rutledge Fields runs over to first, flips it underhand, and retires DeZone for the final out here in the third. Birds, Tran Trimble over at first after the two-out walk. Three innings in the books. It's the Birds and Fred Nats tied at three here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and the Ad Council.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth from Sunday in Salisbury. Shorebirds and Fred Nats tied at three. Angel Vargas back out for the fourth after getting the final out of the third. Striking out Andre Arias with the bases loaded. Keeping the game tied at three. First pitch to Paul Witt is a fastball in the dirt for ball one. 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats here in the fourth. Witt leads it off, struck out his first time up. The pitch. He swings and pops it up, back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Witt, undrafted free agent out of VCU last year. Started this year off with Wilmington up at high A. The 1-1, breaking ball down the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Actually split his campaign last year almost evenly, about 18 games apiece with the Blue Rocks and 18 with the Fred Nats. 2-1. Vargas fires a fastball that is crushed out of play, left field side. And the count evens up at 2-2. Witt born in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Two balls, two strikes on him, leading off the top of the four. Vargas the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. Witt made a show of turning out of the way, gets himself the call. Vargas, fastball, slider, changeup. Rocks and deals the 3-2. And the breaking ball is lined down the left field side. That hooks out of play. And the count remains at 3-2. Vargas so far in the month of July has thrown a grand total of two innings. 3-2. He swings and bounds it on the ground to second. Vaught as a step to his right gloves and throws the first to retire Witt for the first out here in the fourth. Brings up the catcher, Alan Barrios. It's been a rough month for Vargas. Here at home on the seventh against Salem, allowed six runs in two-thirds of an inning. Wasn't his only outing so far over the past 2 months either. First pitch to Barrios misses down and away for ball one. That has now seen Vargas allow that many runs in that short a time span. It's actually against the Fred Nats in Fredericksburg, the pitch. Barrios fouls it back for strike one. Vargas was at the center of the first abysmal seventh inning for the Shorebirds where nothing went their way. Multiple errors, miscommunications, mental errors, physical ones, everything went wrong. 1-1, and Barrios lines it into left field. That's down for a base hit. Towards the line, DeZone picks it up, throws it back into the cutoff man, and Barrios aboard at first with a one-out single. Lineup flips the top now, and leadoff man Jacob Young, 0-for-1, walked and scored leading off the game and then popped second his last time up. Right-handed batter, Barrios a strong lead, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good, tight breaking ball down and away. And the count's 0-1. Middle infield and double play depth. The Shorebirds turned two of them yesterday, although only one was conventional, the pitch. Young swings and chops it on the ground to third. De Leon picks it on the short hop, throws to second one, relay to first, and not in time, as getting the speedy Young was going to be a tall task. Instead, a force out at second, and Young at first with two away on the fielder's choice, with JT Arruda coming up. Arruda tied the game at 3 his last time up, a two-run homer out to right, 400-plus feet away. Switch hitter bats left. The pitch. Fastball misses low, gets away from Monte Cohn briefly. Young thought about breaking, but holds up over at first. One and oh on Arruda. Two outs, top of the fourth, still tied at 3, thanks to Arruda's homer his last time up. 11th round pick out of Fresno State back in 2019. The 1-0 fastball gets the call, top of the zone outside corner. 1-1. Young takes his lead. Vargas sent the pitch. Fastball tails down and away. 2-1. Throw over to first, and Young dives back safely. Young has been very aggressive with his leads over at first. A very good base runner. 32 for 37 stolen bases this season. Three of them last night. 2-1. The pitch gets away from Monte Cohn to his right, and up to second goes Young on the wild pitch. Monte Cohn tried to block that one on the backhand. Came back to bite him, though. Not able to scoop it cleanly. So the count 3-1 now on Arruda with a man out in scoring position. Young, the go-ahead run, the pitch. And Arruda rolls it over on the ground right at the second baseman of Valdez. Vacuums it up, throws to first, retires Arruda. And that does it for the Fred Nats here in the fourth. They strand a runner out at second. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's the Fred Nats and Shorebirds tied at 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy Enjoy some family time with America's Pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the early stars of tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a bus to go home, buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. Shorebirds and Fred Nads tied at three. First pitch from Jackson Rutledge to Frederick Benkosme. It's a little looper into the Shorebirds dugout third base side. And the count's 0-1 on Benkosme. Frederick 1-for-1 with an RBI single his first time up. The pitch, he shows bunt, drops it down third base side. It's a beauty, and it's going to be a bunt base hit. Catcher Barrios ends up being the one to pick it up with the third baseman Witt playing back. Benkosme surprises the Fred Nats with his second bunt base hit of the series. And another multi-hit game. Second straight day with one. Now has 15 in 35 games played. So Benkosme 2-for-2. He was caught stealing after reaching his first time up. De Leon grounded to short his first time up. Tied at three, last of the four. Fred Nats and Shorebirds, birds at the plate. Rutledge a long hold, now the pitch. And the breaking ball misses up and in for ball one. De Leon came into the day hitting an even 200. Five homers, 36 driven in. Rutledge's pitch. Fastball up and in, and that get De Leon on the hand or off the end of the bat. It got him off the hands. And the Fred Nats dugout wants an appeal out to second to see whether or not Steve Craze thought it was a foul ball. Manager Jake Lowry comes out, and Trey Jester, is he calling in Craze for reinforcement here or not? He's not. And that's how the call is. De Leon hit by the pitch on the hands, and the Shorebirds have the first two on here in the brings up the center fielder, Steven Acevedo, batting seventh. Grounded to third his first time on. Dylan Hyde warming out in the Shorebirds' bullpen. He'll come on for the fifth. Rutledge from the belt, the pitch. And the breaking ball misses high and tight. Ball one. Acevedo, one homer, six driven in. He turning 20 in just a couple of weeks on August the 2nd. Tied at three, bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Fastball yanked down and away. 2-0. Looks like a lefty's about to get loose out in the Fred Nats bullpen, maybe. Brian Pena is pantomiming out in the bullpen as the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, goes out to the mound for the Fred Nats. Pena hasn't started throwing yet. Doesn't even have a glove on. I think Andre Arias, the right fielder, actually just went into the Fred Nats bullpen. He'll get some water. It's a scorcher out there. Gotta stay hydrated. So Hanrahan chats with his starter. Home plate umpire Trey Jester comes out to break up the meeting. Counts 2-0 on Acevedo. Benkosme at second. De Leon at first. Shorebirds and Fred Nats tied at three, bottom of the fourth. Fred Nats tied the game at three on JT Arruda's two-run homer in the top of the third. Still nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen, so that was just a meeting to get Rutledge back in groove. See if Acevedo can continue to disrupt the flow. The 2-0. And Acevedo pounds it foul on the ground to the backstop. 2-1. Two 2-1. Acevedo checks his swing. The breaking ball is just off the inside corner. 3-1. Middle infield and double play depth. Outfield shades Acevedo the other way. Right-handed batter. Rutledge with the righty set, now throws. And Acevedo fouls it back. Got a fastball to hit. And the count's full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, fastball just outside, and Acevedo walks and loads the bases with nobody out for Roberto Martinez. And still the Fred Nats bullpen remains silent, and now actually Brian Pena is back up again, this time with a glove, but still not throwing. Martinez from the left side digs in the first pitch. He swings and fouls it out of play for strike one. Bottom of the order trying to do some damage for the Shorebirds. Martinez batting eighth. Struck out looking his first time up. Tied at three, bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds at the plate, the pitch. And Martinez takes a fastball, a little low, 95, 1-1. Corners play in for the Fred Nats, middle infield back. Outfield straight away, normal depth. The pitch, Martinez takes down and in for ball two. Breaking ball never made it to the plate. Martinez, although hitless in this series, 0 for 4, 8 for 21, with 5 doubles. Switch hitter bats left, the pitch. And Martinez hits it in the air to center, falling fast. It drops in front of Young. Center fielder has to play it on a hop. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Ben Cosme scores from third, and the Shorebirds lead it again. It's Delmarva 4, Fredericksburg 3, here in the bottom of the fourth. Just off the hands, Martinez able to muscle up and drop it into shallow center for an RBI single. That brings up Michael Montecon with the bases still loaded. Martinez, his ninth RBI of the season. Corners in again, middle infield back. Bases juiced, nobody out. The first pitch, Montecon takes a good breaking ball outside edge. Strike one. Montecon flied to left his first time up. Shorebirds now lead the Nats 4-3. 0-1. Spiked breaking ball, and Berrios barely keeps it within arm's reach. Runners have to stay put. And the count evens at 1-1. Ball and a strike on Montecon. He's driven in four this season. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away when waving after it. And the count's a ball and two strikes. Four, three, Shorebirds, bottom of the fourth. Base is loaded, nobody out. The 1-2. And Montecon way out in front. Swings and misses at a breaking ball. Would have had a chance to swing at it twice. He's down on strikes. Fourth strike out of the game for Rutledge. And that's the first out here in the fourth. Back to the top of the order now, Luis Valdez. He's 1-for-2 with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. Still nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen. Corners in again, middle infield back. The pitch. Two-seamer misses down and in for ball one. Outfield straight away. Valdez, the speediest man in the Carolina League with 45 stolen bases. 1-1, or 1-0 rather, is swung on and missed. That'll make it 1-1. Evidently seeing the future. De Leon at third. Acevedo at second. Martinez at first. Shorebirds lead 4-3, bottom four. One away, the pitch. Martinez takes two-seamer on the outside edge. And the count's 1-2. On deck, Trenton Craig, as Rutledge works to limit the damage here in the fourth. Bases loaded, one out. Shorebirds now lead it by a run. The 1-2, and Valdez hits it on the ground to second softly. Aruda Fields throws to second and throws it by Pena all the way to the Shorebirds bullpen by the left field line. One run scores, two run scores, and in comes Martinez as Valdez goes to third, and the Shorebirds lead it 7-3 on the error. Aruda's error allows two more runs to score, and the Shorebirds take a 7-3 lead. Valdez will get credit for one RBI on the fielder's choice. But then the two other runs, Acevedo and Martinez, score because of the error. Now a man at third in the pitch to Craig. He bounces it through the hole left side and on into left for a base hit. And the Shorebirds keep on adding on. Delmarva 8, Fredericksburg 3 here in the fourth. A five-run frame for the Birds. So Craig now 2-for-3 with an RBI. And now Reed Trimble, switch hitter, batting left. Rutledge's pitch, Craig runs. Fastball misses high and away. The throw to second is on the money again from Alan Barrios. Throws out his second base runner of the game. And that might calm things down finally here in the fourth. Second out of the inning. Craig caught stealing for the fifth time this year. The 1-0 to Trimble. He swings and powers one up to deep right center. Arias on the run. And the right fielder gets there in the right center alley for the final out here in the fourth. But the Shorebirds score four times, or five times, beg your pardon, and take an 8-5 lead. Roberto Martinez, an RBI single. And then Luis Valdez drives in one of the fielder's choice with two more scoring on an error. And then Trenton Craig, an RBI single to top it off. On to the fifth. Birds 8. That's 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about rent.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth is now the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 3 after a five-run fourth for the Shorebirds, with three of those runs coming on a fielder's choice plus error, clearing the bases off. Dylan Hyde takes over for Angel Vargas on this tech net call to the bullpen. Vargas in line for the win now after an inning and a third, scoreless out of the bullpen, and Hyde's first pitch fastball to Fiondel Pena misses high and tight for ball one. So the Shorebirds, a 5-run lead for Hyde to protect. As he comes into the game, the righty fires home, the 1-0, and Pena swings and misses for strike one. Hyde making his sixth appearance, all out of the bullpen. He's 1-2 with a 6.08 ERA. The 1-1, fastball is a called strike outside corner of belt high. 1-2 two strikes. 11th rounder out of Pitt Johnstown last year. 13 1/3 innings this season. 1-2. Pena swings and swats it in the air to center. Acevedo shielding his eyes from the sun, backs up a little, and the center fielder makes the play for the first down here in the fifth. So a good start for Hyde. Struck out 18 and walked 10, now in 13 1/3 innings. Coming off of a week against Carolina was a two-outing week for Hyde. First pitch to Bossier is a fastball low for ball one. In total, went 5 innings. Gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. Picked up his first career save with 3 scoreless back on the 12th. The pitch. Bossier swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball. 1-1. Fred Nats have an arm loosening up in the bullpen now. That's Miguel Gomez. As Jackson Rutledge's name, 1-1. Bossier foul tips it to the backstop. 1-2. Hyde trying to find semblance of consistency here. His last time out against Carolina would have been a cleaner outing, but he gave up one of the weirdest home runs I've ever seen. 1-2. Bossier smokes it on the ground to short on the backhand. Ben Kozmak loves, sets his feet and throws to first to retire Bossier. 2-2 two down here in the fifth. Gave up a moonshot to the Carolina Mudcats. And why the player's name is escaping me right now, I believe it was Henry Mendez who hit it. I feel like it wasn't Henry Mendez. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Anyways, was a 2-run homer that had about 10 seconds of hang time. First pitch to Sammy Infante is a fastball high for ball one. And landed just beyond the wall and right. I mean, if you're talking Purdue Stadium, it went 309 down the line and just dropped on the other side of the wall. Some bad luck for Hyde. 1-0. Breaking ball is down the dirt for ball two. So you take that homer away and things look a bit rosier for Hyde. When he pitched against the Fred Nats, his only outing against them this year at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, 2-0. Infante foul tips it, held on to by Monte Cone for strike one. He gave up 2 homers that outing. Solo shots to actually Infante at the plate and TJ White, who has the day off today. Nobody on for Infante here, the 2-1. Fastball top of the zone and the count's 2-2. Shorebirds lead at 8-3, top of the fifth. Trying to salvage the series finale and avoid second consecutive series sweep to the Fred Nats. The wind and the 2-2. And Fonte hits it in the air out of play, right field side.
Sounds like a challenge.
Count remains at 2-2. Hyde extreme first base side of the rubber. Infante from the right side. Shorebirds up 5 in the fifth. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Goes all the way to the backstop. Count moves to 3-2. Hyde looking for a 1-2-3 inning, and now time called the plate by Infante. Batter steps out. Fonte finally settles back in. Hyde the windup and the 3-2. And Fonte lines it out of play right in field side up into the picnic deck. Almost tipping a chair over, but keeps its balance. Steven Williams on deck if we get that far in the inning. Shorebirds 5 runs in the fourth to take an 8-3 lead. Hyde trying to hold serve. 3-2 again. And the fastball is way high for ball four. Walks Infante with 2 outs, and the inning continues for Steven Williams.
number 41, Stephen Williams.
Williams 0 for 1 with a walk. Shadows starting to creep in and cover home plate now. The rest of the field still in sunlight. Andre Arias now on deck. Williams batting sixth. Fonte from first. Stole three bases yesterday. Stays put on the first pitch as it's a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Williams slightly open, stands from the left side, rests the bat on his back shoulder. Hyde from the belt, looks over his back shoulder to check the runner, and the pitch, it's cut on and missed. Foul tip held onto by Monte Cohn. 0-2. Hyde from the belt, the 0-2. And Williams hits it out of play, third base side. Looks like he kind of lost his footing in the box. Kicks at the dirt at the back of the box. Players are always so personal about how they set up at the plate, especially just as far as how the dirt feels under their cleats. It's almost always the job of the leadoff man once he gets in. The 0-2. Changeup misses high and outside for ball one. Go in and immediately wipe away the lines that were ever so delicately placed by the grounds crew prior to first pitch, then that way you have a bit more latitude to where you can set up farther back in the box or farther forward. 1-2. And Williams fouls off another off the facade of the press box and back down. Count remains at 1-2. Runner at first, two outs. Shorebirds lead it 8-3, top of the fifth. The 1-2. And Williams takes down the dirt. Blocked by Monte Cohn, and Hyde having trouble finding the ender here in the frame. After today's game, Shorebirds will go home and rest and then hit the road to Lynchburg tomorrow, kick off a six-game series on Tuesday. 2-2. Williams takes high and outside for ball three. Second consecutive full count run up by Fred Nat's batters as Hyde has now had to use 23 pitches here in his first inning of work. Shorebirds are probably counting on him to give four, if not five, innings today. So Infante will be on the run from first, two outs. And the 3-2, runner goes, and Williams swings and hits it high in the air down the right field line towards the Fred Nat's bullpen. It's twisting out of play. And a kid with a nice catch on the bounce gets a smattering of applause. But, again, don't let the applause fool you. Bring a glove, you make a play. I don't care if you're a kid. Maybe I'm too hard on people. So still 3-2, and Martinez backs off of Infante at first. Runner goes, here's the pitch, and Williams hits it in the air to shallow center. Acevedo racing in, still coming on, he's not going to get there. Drops in front of him, he bobbles it. Infante stops at third, the throw back into second. Williams safely aboard at first, and the Fred Nats now rallying with men at first and third and two away. So a two-out walk followed by a single. And all of a sudden, Andre Arias bats with a chance to get the Fred Nats back into this game. First and third, two outs. Arias from the left side. He's 0 for 2 today. The pitch. Fastball is at the bottom of the zone, heart of the plate. Strike one. Wind now shifting a little, blowing out towards left. First and third, two outs, the pitch. Fastball, or changeup rather, misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Hyde now up to 27 pitches in the frame. The pitch. Arias takes a fastball in. 2-1. On the season, Arias has really struggled. hitting just 194, three homers, 23 driven in. Hitting 259 down in the FCL last year with five homers. 2-1. Arias fouls it out of play, third base side. Landed the seats, rattled the rounds. And the count's even at 2-2. So two strikes on a third straight batter for Hyde with two outs. Still searching for the final out of this inning. Paul Witt on deck if we get there. The 2-2. And Arias swings and misses. Can't connect on the fastball as Hyde finally gets the ender here in the fifth and posts a scoreless frame. On to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Shorebirds lead the Fred Nats 8-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, and the Shorebirds lead the Fred Nats 8-3. New arm on the mound for the Fred Nats is Miguel Gomez on this TechNet call to the bullpen, replacing Jackson Rutledge. Michael Desson leads it off here in the fifth. Gomez from the stretch with nobody on is 0-1. Desson swings and misses and throws the bat to the backstop, nearly decapitating his on-deck batter, Frederick Benkozme. Good grief. Hey, I better apply a little bit more bind tar than that, Desson. Osiento, Freddy. So Gomez on for Rutledge after he goes four innings, allowing eight runs, six earned. 0-2. Desson swings and dribbles it to the backstop to stay alive. Rutledge gave up seven hits, two walks, and struck out four. Right now in line for the loss would be his sixth of the season. 0-2 again. Breaking ball in the dirt. Desson lays off for ball one. Gomez making his second appearance as a Fred Nat. No record. Has thrown two innings, allowing one run on two hits. It's on a solo homer. One strikeout. 20 years old out of Panama. Kicking the pitch. Desson swings and pops it back and out of play. Count remains at 1-2. 6'3", 170 pounds. Has the middle of the order due up for the Shorebirds, 4, 5, and 6. Desson, Benkozme, and De Leon. 1-2. Fastball misses down low. And the count levels at 2-2. matchup. The 2-2 to Desone. Breaking ball is spiked in. And the count moves full. Desone 0 for 2, two ground downs, but one was productive. RBI ground down to short. Gomez from the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a slider. And Desone can't connect. That's the first out here in the fifth. Brings up Frederick Ben-Cosme, 2 for 2 today. RBI single in the first, and then a bunt base hit last inning, which kicked off that five-run rally. Third baseman Witt now plays in the first pitch. It's a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Shorebirds now 8, Fred Nats 3 after the Shorebirds 5-run 4th. Wind blowing out to straight left, the pitch. Ben-Cosme swings and misses, breaking ball on his back foot. Can lay off, and the count's 0-2. And Ben-Cosme digs in and calls time. Steps back in. Gomez from the belt. Rocks and fires the pitch. Breaking ball is down and in. Right on top of Ben-Cosme's feet. Able to lay off. One ball, two strikes. Isaac De Leon on deck. Witt at third, now backs up. Infield straight up, the pitch. Another breaking ball spiked in from Gomez. Ben-Cosme not interested. And the count levels at 2-2. Shorebirds, although a five-run ball with these birds. 2-2. Ben-Cosme takes low, and the count's full. Would love to see the birds add on a few more insurance runs and really put this game to bed. One out, bottom five, the 3-2. And Ben-Cosme, a weak number out to second. Aruto waits back for the big hop and throws to first to retire Ben-Cosme, who returns to the dugout empty-handed for the first time today. Second out here in the fifth. That brings up Isaac De Leon, 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch his last time up. Came around to score. Right-on-right matchup. The pitch from Gomez. De Leon swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Next week against the Hillcats, Shorebirds will start that series off with Juan de los Santos and then Connor Grady. After that, the rotation should circle back around to Davy Cruz, but still TBA for game 3. 0-1. Swing and a miss. De Leon way out in front. 0-2. Two outs, bottom five. Nobody on. Shorebirds up 8-3. The pitch from Gomez. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Gomez dispatches De Leon on 3 pitches. And the Shorebirds go down in order here in the fifth. 5 innings in the books. It's the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. The Shorebirds are back in town August 2nd through the 7th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. On Thursday, August 4th, it's the Maryland Pride Adelie Rutschman bobblehead giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 5th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night featuring a special guest appearance by Spider-Man as well as post-game fireworks. And Saturday, August 6th, it's post-game WBOC fireworks presented by Mount Air Farms. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the sixth from Salisbury. It's the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 3. Shorebirds trying to avoid a series sweep, and right now a 5-run cushion coming down the home stretch, looking like they should be able to hang on. Paul Witt leads it off for the Fred Nats, 8-9-1 against Dylan Hyde, who comes off of a scoreless fifth. And in the first pitch, a little chin music to Witt as he bends back and out of the way. Ball one. Shadows now covering all of home plate, stretching halfway out to the mound. Hyde at the rock and the 1-0. And fastball again, up and in. Witt ducks out of the way, loses his helmet for ball two. So if one message wasn't good enough, Hyde leaves another. 2-0. Hyde stranded two aboard in the first inning, or in his first inning of work, I should say, back in the fifth. Fastball misses way high for ball three. And Hyde coming back out of the dugout. No feel for his release point right now. 3-0 pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball four, and he walks Witt on four pitches. Brings up nine-hole hitter Alan Barrios. He has reached base twice today. Hit by pitch and scored in the third and singled back in the fourth. Shorebirds with an 8-3 lead over the Fred Nats, top of the sixth. Comfortable for now. Middle infield at double play depth. Right on right matchup with Barrios. Hyde from the belt, the pitch. And the fastball is just off the inside corner for ball one. Quick Birdland update for you. Orioles have already gone final against the Yankees. The 1-0 is popped up behind home. I'll land back in the seats towards the Hardball Cafe. And the count levels at 1-1. Orioles shut out by the Yankees 6-0. Nestor Cortes Jr. getting the win for New York as the Orioles fall a game back under 500 again. Now 47-48. Drop 2 out of 3 to the New York Yankees. 1-1. Barrios takes a slider, belt high, outside corner. 1-2. Bay Sox defeated by the Flying Squirrels 7-6. Bowie led 6-0 after two innings and then gave up 3 in the 3rd, 3 in the 6th, and one in the 7th to lose it. The 1-2. Barrios foul tips it, held on to by the catcher Monte Cohn. Strikeout for Hyde is second of the game. And there's one away here in the sixth. Aberdeen has just gone final against Greenville. It's a 7-5 win for the Ironbirds. Peter Van Loon is 9th win of the season. He's now 9-1. Played, and he swings the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Chi Young Liu, who the Shorebirds saw last year with Salem, fell to 1-10. Now with a 6.86 ERA. Colin Burns goes yard for the second straight day, and John Rhodes also hit his fifth. 0-1 is a breaking ball in for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Young. Norfolk underway right now in Durham, getting shut out at the moment 2-0. That's in the top of the fifth. Here from Salisbury, Shorebirds leading the Fred Nats 8-3, top six. One out, a man at first in the 0-2. It's a fastball up and in. Young lays off, and the count's 1-2. Young 0-2 today. Walked and scored to lead off the game. He's popped to second and bounced into a fielder's choice. Hyde from the belt. Runner at first, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. And Young able to foul it back and out of play. Hits off the upper deck and bounces back down. Count remains at 2-2. Witt over at first after walking on four pitches to open the frame. The 2-2 again to Young. Here it comes. And it's a fastball just outside. Hyde was already walking off the mound thinking that he'd punched out Young. Instead, the count runs full, and we'll see if Witt's off from first. 3-2 on Young. One out, top of the sixth. Runner at first, the pitch. Runner stays put, and the breaking ball hit hard on the ground to third and through the left for an error as De Leon unable to come up with it. Young safe aboard at first. Up to second goes Witt, and the Shorebirds commit their first error of the game after committing four of them yesterday. Straight through the five hole at De Leon, he fields that. That's maybe an inning-ending double play. Instead, now first and second, one out for JT Arruda. Switch hitter from the left side. He homered earlier in the game. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it back and out of play for strike one. It was a two-run shot back in the third that tied the game at three at the time. Since then, the Shorebirds with a five-run fourth have taken the lead. 8-5 the score here in the sixth. But first and second, one out for Arruda now. Heart of the order coming up. The pitch. And Arruda hits this one in the air to pretty deep left. Desone going back. Settles up in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. Throws it back in. Staying at second, win. Young likewise at first. And the second out of the inning recorded. For De Leon at third, that was his 24th error of the season. So runners still at first and second, two outs. The Fred Nats have already stranded seven on today. They've made that a recurring theme this week as Viandel Pena digs in, the three-hole hitter. First pitch from Hyde. Pena swings and rifles one out to deep right center. Craig on the run, and the right fielder gets there in time to make the catch at the knees to retire Pena. And the Fred Nats strand two more runs. They've left nine aboard here today. Scoreless inning for Hyde out of the bullpen. On to the last of the sixth, it's the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. bottom of the sixth from Salisbury. Shorebirds leading the Fred Nats 8-3. First pitch from Miguel Gomez to Steven Acevedo. Is a fastball in the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Shorebirds an 8-3 lead here in the series finale, looking to salvage the final game and avoid a series sweep. 0-1 breaking ball backs up inside, nearly hits Acevedo. 1-1. Steven 0-1 today. Grounded to third and walked and scored back in the fourth. 5-run fourth inning for the Shorebirds right now. The difference in this game. 1-1. Acevedo swings and pops it up back towards us in the press box. He'll reach the seats for strike two. Acevedo outfield shades him the other way. From the belt, Gomez fires. And Acevedo, it's a worm burner back of the middle to his left. Pena gloves, and the shortstop throws to first to retire Acevedo. Four up, four down for Miguel Gomez out of the bullpen. And one away here in the sixth. Brings up Roberto Martinez. He started the scoring in the fourth inning with an RBI single. Shorebirds would tack on four more after. Luis Valdez, an RBI fielder's choice, accompanied by two runs scoring on the play. So the pitch to Martinez is rifled by the second baseman, Aruda, and on into right center for a base hit. Young in the gap, center fielder cuts it off, throws it back in. Roberto Martinez, a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-3. Brings up Michael Montecone. 0-for-2 today. Martinez at first, one out. Shorebirds up by five, last of the sixth. Gomez from the belt, the pitch. And the fastball is just a little low for ball one. This year, the Shorebirds have not had a whole lot of luck in games decided by five or more runs, typically the break-even point for blowouts. 1-0. Montecone swings and misses on a good changeup. 1-1. And games decided by five runs or more, and the Shorebirds are 6-24 this season. 3-10 at home, 3-14 on the road. Gomez, the 1-1, and Montecone swings and misses, 1-2. And if the Shorebirds hold on to this one and win by more than five, it would actually be their second Sunday home win over the Fred Nats by five runs or more. They defeated Fredericksburg back on May the 22nd, 11-4. 1-2. Montecone fouls it back, ballpark for, well, keep the count even at, or keep the count alive at 1-2. Martinez at first, one out. If you remember that game, the Shorebirds got homers from Ryan Higgins and Luis Valdez. 1-2. Fastball's just a little low. And the count levels up at 2-2. Martinez at first, one out. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Montecone able to scrape it foul to the backstop. Stays alive. Two again, and Montecone swings and misses. Slow breaking ball, waves away at it. Strikes out for the second time today. The third strikeout for Gomez out of the bullpen. And the lineup flips the top, and Luis Valdez. Shorebirds did most of the damage back in the fourth on Valdez's fielder's choice. Was a weak grounder to second. The bases loaded, Aruda threw to second, but threw wildly. And the bases were wiped clean. The pitch. Valdez takes down and away for ball one. As De Leon, Acevedo, and Martinez all scored, Valdez went all the way to third, and Craig then singled him in. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left. He's hitting over 300 here in the month. 1-for-3 today, the pitch. He swings and chops it on one hop to the first baseman Bossier. Off the bag, he collects and goes back to the base to retire Valdez and end the inning. Shorebirds leave Roberto Martinez aboard. On to the 7-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the 7th, Shorebirds still holding a 5-run advantage over the Fred Nats. Birds 8, Nats 3. Dylan Hyde back out for a third inning of work from the bullpen. This is his first pitch to Brandon Bossier. This is up and in for ball 1. Hyde is stranded 4 runners on, 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th. So far, nothing has come across against him. The 1-0, Bossier swings and fouls it back and out of play. Strike 1. 4-5-6 due up for the Fred Nats, Bossier, Infante, and Williams. Against Hyde on the hill, right-handed pitcher. Season high innings-wise is 4, the 1-1. Bossier pounds it on the ground to first. Martinez fields at the belt and takes it to the bag himself to retire his counterpart at first for the first out here in the 7th. A couple of Carolina League games have already gone final. A couple of 1 o'clock first pitches. Kannapolis and Fayetteville. It is an 11-1 win for Kannapolis, as Fayetteville is actually tied with the Shorebirds for the worst record here in the second half thus far. Technically, they're a game worse for whoever's counting. The first pitch to Sammy Infantes off the outside corner for ball 1. They came into today at 7-15, having a game postponed right now. And lost again, now 7-16, 38-50 on the season. 1-0, fastball is outside for ball 2. Carolina, a 7-3 win over Down East, and some big news from the Mudcats today as Jackson Shorio, who had been the all-star wonder kid for the Mudcats this season, has been promoted. 2-0, Infante, a wicked swing and a miss, 2-1. He'll go to high A at just 18 years old. He has been just stunning to watch this season. Shorebirds only got 3 games of him after he was whisked away to Los Angeles for the Futures game. The pitch. Fonte swings and misses again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Those are the only 2 games they've gone final right now. Top of the 9th from Charleston. River Dogs lead the Pelicans 2-0, trying to shut out Myrtle Beach. Columbia and Augusta delayed right now in the bottom of the 4th. It's a scoreless game there. 2-2. And Bird straight time. Fastball up and out of the zone. Hyde strikes him out, and there's 2 away here in the 7th. Third strikeout for Hyde out of the bullpen. Salem leads Lynchburg right now 3-1. Or Lynchburg leads Salem, beg your pardon, 3-1 in the top of the 8th. as that little commuter series will end today. First pitch to Bossier, or rather to Stephen Williams. It's a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Salem will actually go to Fredericksburg next, and the Shorebirds will go to Lynchburg. Two outs, nobody on for Williams, top of the seventh. High to the wind and the pitch. Oh, good. Changeup dances back to the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Williams 1-for-2 today. Left-handed batter. Hyde looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. The windup and the 0-2. Fastball just off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Fastball off the inside corner. Hyde was walking off the mound again. Second straight pitch that he thought might have grabbed a little bit of the corner. Instead, the count even at two. Two outs, top of the seventh. It's 8-5 Delmarva over the Fred Nats. The 2-2. And Williams swings and lofts it high in the air to left. Deson towards the line. Left fielder gets under it and puts the squeeze on it for the final out here in the seventh. Hyde sets him down 1-2-3. Three scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Down to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds lead the Fred Nats 8-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellman, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com FanView broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellman on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch. It's the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 3. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds trying to avoid a series sweep here against the Fred Nats, looking like they're on their way to doing so. And now Brian Pena on the mound for the Fred Nats on this TechNet called the bullpen. Pena takes over for Miguel Gomez, who went two scoreless out of the bullpen, allowing just a hit and striking out three. Trenton Craig leads it off against Pena, southpaw, and his first pitch. Fastball down and in for ball one. Pena making his 20th appearance out of the bullpen. 2-2 with a 6.94 ERA. 6'1", 210 pounds. 1-0. Craig swings and fouls it back. 1-1. 35 innings, he's struck out 49. That's the good news. But he's walked 22 and given up 7 homers, hitting 3 batters. Spent last year with the Fred Nats, appearing in 30 games. Had a 6.50 ERA then. 2-1 is a changeup, high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Struck out 70 that year with 47 walks. The Shorebirds saw a good deal of him as the Birds and Fred Nats played 36 times. 2-1, fastball misses off the outside corner. Three balls, one strike. Craig stands back in, taps the plate. He's 2-for-3, an RBI single this last time up. Put the cherry on top of the 5-run fourth. Swings through the 3-1 here. And the count moves full 3-2. Trendon getting his first start of the week after appearing as a defensive sub earlier back on Friday and then had yesterday off. Steps out of the box, calls time. 3-2 on Craig to open the seventh. Pena the stretch and the pitch. And Craig swings and misses, can't connect on the fastball. Down on strikes to open the seventh. That brings up Reed Trimble. Switch hitters. Steps back around to the right side here after going 1-for-2 from the left today with an RBI double. Yesterday got a couple ABs from the right side. Went 0-for-3 with a walk. The pitch. Breaking ball loops in onto the outside corner. No balls, one strike. Alejandro Mendez is warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Hyde might get one more inning here. The pitch. Off speed, floats high and outside. One ball, one strike. Hyde is, despite Framas, had to use quite a few pitches right now at 61 through three innings. The pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. Two-one pitch, and Trimble bounces it foul off the Shorebirds dugout third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds holding an 8-3 advantage over the Fred Nats right now. Three runs in the first for the Birds, five in the fourth. And a good job answering back today. The pitch. Trimble swings, chops it back up the middle. Pena, the shortstop, ranges to his left field, throws to first on a hop, and retires Trimble for the second out here in the seventh. Fine play by Viandel Pena. Ranging to his left. Was way off balance when he threw. He basically spiked it over to Bossier, but did it in a way that was an easy one-hop throw. And Trimble, despite his speed, retired for the second out here in the seventh. Here's Michel Desson. He swings the first pitch and misses. For strike one. 2 outs, nobody on for Dayson. It's the Birds 8 and the Fred Nats 3. Shorebirds batting bottom 7. Pena from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball 1. Dayson 0-for-3 today. 1-1. Dayson, a late swing, comes up empty. One ball, two strikes. Pena looking for a 1-2-3 frame. 1-2 on Dayson. Here it comes. And it's a fastball called strike three as Pena dropped down the arm slot and slung it by Dayson to cap off a wave. It's still the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 3. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get up and join along, because it's time.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds still leading the Fred Nats 8-3. Haven't had any changes on the scoreboard since back in the fourth when the Shorebirds took this 8-3 lead. And it's now Alejandro Mendez on the mound to try to protect it. Comes on in this tech net call to the bullpen, replacing Dylan Hyde, who went three scoreless innings, allowing a hit, two walks, striking out three. First is a fastball outside for ball one. Arias 0 for 3 with two strikeouts today. Mendez from the belt, the righty deals, and the fastball tails outside for ball two. Mendez pitching for the first time since back on July the 16th when he threw three innings against Carolina. Allowed a run on three hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out one. 2-0. Arias fouls it back to the top of the net. 2-1. For Mendez, making his 16th outing, 6-5, 254. 8.53 ERA, no record. 25 in the third innings, has walked 31 and struck out 24. 2-1. Fastball dips down and away at 95. 3-1. In two out of his past three outings, Mendez has not issued a walk. One of those came against Fredericksburg back on June the 29th through an inning and two-thirds of no-hit baseball. The 3-1-2 Arias. Swing and a miss. 94 coasts in, and Arias can't touch it. 3-2. 7-8-9 due up for the Fred Nats here on the top of the eighth. Mendez crossfire set. The 3-2. And Arias fouls it back off of the press box and back down. And the count remains at 3-2. Arias takes a called strike three. Two-seamer comes back to the edge on the inside corner. Arias flailing out of the way. Mendez gets him looking to begin the eighth. Brings up the third baseman, Paul Witt. 0-2, walked his last time up. He's also struck out and grounded out. Right-handed batter. Mendez from the belt, the pitch, and the breaking ball up and in. Flipped him on the way by. And after multiple pitches from Hyde were up and in to Witt, this breaking ball gets away from Mendez, and he hits Witt. And he is aboard at first here with one out. Second batter that the Shorebirds pitching staff has hit today. Brings up Alan Barrios, the nine-hole hitter. 1-2. A single was hit by a pitch and scored back in the third. The pitch. Fastball sinks low for ball one. If you didn't know, today was Hall of Fame induction day up in Cooperstown. Seven new members getting elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Barrios swings the 1-0 and drives it out to center. Acevedo going back. Center fielder gets under it in front of the warning track and puts it away for the second out here in the eighth. Witt returns to first. David Ortiz among the inductees. Bud Foster, Buck O'Neill, Jim Cott, Tony Oliva, Gil Hodges as well. And one inductee who wasn't a player, but still holds Maryland near and dear to his heart, is actually Tim Kirchen. The pitch. Young takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. Kirchen inducted by the Baseball Writers Association of America for his lifetime contributions to the sport as far as being a sports writer is concerned. if you've ever met Tim or just watched him. 0-1. Young swings and hits a chopper to the left of the mound. Mendez off the bump, fields with the bare hand, and throws way wide of the bag. It goes all the way to the tarp. Racing around third, Witt comes in to score. Young on his way to third, and he beats the throw there standing. So on the error, Witt comes in to score, and Young goes to third. Single for Young, and then the error allows everybody to go off to the races. So no RBI for Young. The Fred Nats get a run back. It's 8-4 here in the eighth. And put one in the column for the pitchers are not athletes. Sad. Mendez did a great job getting to the baseball, barehanding it, but that jump throw was, oof. First pitch to Arruda, misses down and away for ball one. Well, Derek Jeter's not dead, but if Derek Jeter was, he'd roll over in his grave. 1-0 to Arruda. Fastball on the inside corner, letter high, 1-1. But anyways, Tim Kirkchen elected the Hall of Fame, and somebody that the Shorebirds have actually had out as part of their hot stove dinner back in 2019. So very cool to see. The 1-1. This is down and away for ball two. Run in for the Fred Nats here in the eighth. It's now Delmarva 8 and Fredericksburg 4. Arruda 1-for-3 with a two-run homer back in the third. Switch hitter bats left. Mendez is 2-1. And Arruda fouls it back off the press box again and back down. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Young at third. Two outs. The 2-2. And Arruda, a chopper back over the mound. Ben Cosman playing up the middle, bobbles it, grabs it, throws, not in time. It'll be an infield single for Arruda. Young comes in to score. And just like that, it's now an 8-5 game. Shorebirds still lead. It's a tricky play for Ben Cosman there, although positioned up the middle. Had to come across the second base bag, and I think his footwork got a little jumbled. Ball wasn't hit all too hard. Arruda hustling. And just like that, it's now an 8-5 game. And now Viandel Pena digs in. Three-hole hitter. Pats from the left side in the first pitch. He swings and misses. Ends up with just his top hand on the bat. Strike one. It's 1-for-3 today. An RBI single back in the first. Oh, 1. Pena tries to check his swing, but he went around. Trey Jester rings him up. It's 0-2. So it's 0-2 on Pena. Two outs, a runner at first, top of the eighth. Now an 8-5 game. The pitch, runner goes, and Pena swats it in the air to left shallow. DeSone racing in. It drops in. Arruda trying for third. The throw from DeSone, not in time. And suddenly, the Fred Nats bring the tying run to the plate here in the eighth. So Arruda running on the pitch, able to go first to third. Pena at first, now the tying run, and Brandon Bossier comes to the plate here in the eighth. Boss here on the season, just two homers, but the man on deck, Sammy Infante, has 16. If he hits in the inning, he'll represent the winning run. First pitch, runner goes, and Boss here fouls it off of the plate for strike one. What I should say, the go-ahead run. Boss here 0-for-4 today. It's grounded out. Three times and fly to left. First and third, two outs, top of the eighth. Two runs in the pitch, and Bossier fouls it back. 0-2. So 0-2 on Bossier. Then in the corners, the pitch. And he swings its a little number to the left of the mound. Third baseman De Leon charges, fields with the glove, throws in time. Phenomenal play by De Leon just when the Shorebirds needed it. So they finally get out of the eighth. Fred Nance bring the tying run to the plate, and the Shorebirds leave him there. On to the last of the eighth, it's now the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nance 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. It's a Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse? Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, and suddenly we find ourselves in a ball game. It's the Shorebirds 8 and the Fred Nats 5. First pitch from Brian Payne to Frederick Bencosme is in for a strike. 0-1. Fred Nat scored twice in the top of the eighth and bring the tying run to the plate, spooking the Shorebirds. The 0-1, Bencosme swings and pops it up. First baseman Bossier calling for it, and in line with the bag, he puts it away for the first out here in the eighth. Pena has now retired four in a row out of the bullpen, and the Fred Pena and Gomez now has managed to retire six in a row. So Isaac De Leon, there's nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so Mendez will come back out for the ninth. First pitch to De Leon. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. De Leon 0-2 today. He's hit by a pitch and scored back in the fourth. Left on right matchup. Shorebirds trying to avoid a series sweep. 1-0. De Leon rolls down the ground to short, waiting back on it. Pena gets a nice hop. Glove sets his feet and throws to first to retire De Leon, and there's quickly two away here in the eighth. Brings up Steven Acevedo. He's 0-2. Walked and scored back in that five-run fourth. And since that fourth inning, the Shorebirds have had a grand total of one base runner. Roberto Martinez singling in the sixth. So the Shorebirds haven't added on to their lead. The Fred Nats have made this a game again. First pitch to Acevedo is a fastball. The knee is outside corner. Strike one. Shorebirds with five in the fourth, three in the first for their eight runs today. 0-1. Acevedo takes outside 1-1. One in the first, two in the third, and now two in the eighth for the Fred Nats today. Acevedo from the right side. The southpaw Pena works from the stretch with nobody on. 1-1. Fastball just a little low. Two balls, one strike. Outfield shades Acevedo the other way. The pitch. It's down in the dirt. 3-1. Eight runs, eight hits, two errors for the Shorebirds. Five runs, seven hits, one error for the Fred Nats. 3-1 on Acevedo. The kick and the pitch. And Acevedo lines it back into center for a base hit towards the gap. And left center, Young cuts it off. Acevedo around first, holds up there. Nice play by Young to avoid letting that ball get by him. And Acevedo, a two-out base runner here in the eighth. That brings up Roberto Martinez. He flips around to the right side, a switch hitter. 2-for-3 today from the left side, two singles, including an RBI knock. Acevedo at first, two outs. 8-5 Shorebirds in the eighth. The pitch, it's outside for ball one. Wouldn't be surprised to see Acevedo off and on the run here. On the season, Stephen, 4-for-4 in stolen bases, playing his 21st game of the year today. Pena from the belt. Leg kick, the pitch. And Martinez hits it in the air to right center. Center fielder Young's got a bead on it. Gets over into the alley and makes the play for the final out here in the eighth. Shorebirds strand the two-out single by Acevedo aboard. On to the ninth. Alejandro Mendez will try to send us home happy. Shorebirds have an 8-5 lead over the Threadnats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds with an 8-5 lead over the Threadnats, three outs away from snapping an eight-game losing streak to the Threadnats and avoiding a three-game sweep here out of the All-Star break. Sam Jelinek with you. Threadnats scored two in the eighth and brought the tying run to the plate against Alejandro Mendez. All that damage coming with two outs. And now Mendez stays on for the ninth as 5, 6, and 7 do up. And we'll try to send everybody home happy. Sammy Infante leads it off. He's 0-for-2 with two walks and takes a first pitch fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Infante, Williams, and Arias here in the ninth. 0-1. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. 1-1. Mendez just above the belt, the 1-1, and the fastball way inside. Infante has to dance out of the way, ends up stumbling across the plate. 2-1. Threadnats had Bossier at the plate with two outs, and the eighth representing the tying run. And Isaac De Leon made a really nice play to help end that frame. 2-1. Fastball again, backs up inside. 3-1. De Leon had to charge in and throw out Bossier by a half step on the run. It's 3-1 on Infante leading off the ninth. Shorebirds 8, Threadnats 5. Home, and Infante rips it on the ground to third. De Leon dives, blocks it, and it dribbles right to Ben Cosme at short, who has no play. So it's a single for Infante off the glove of De Leon. And that's how the ninth inning begins. And the Shorebirds bullpen starts loosening, and it's Joel Benitez to get loose. Benitez pitched earlier this week took the loss back on Friday, allowed three runs. Here's Steven Williams. Infante held on over at first by Martinez. The pitch, swing and a miss. Williams can't connect on the fastball, tailing away. 0-1. Williams 1-for-3 with a single back in the fifth. Flat out to left his last time up in the seventh. 0-1. Fastball misses low, 1-1. Andre Arias on deck. Shorebirds 8, Fred Nats 5 in the ninth. The pitch. Fastball misses high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Completely clear skies overhead with the lights starting to turn on. Just past 7:30. The 2-1. Fastball again. This is outside. And it's 3-1, and Mendez in danger of bringing the tying run to the plate with nobody out. If it was easy, it wouldn't be the Shorebirds. 3-1 on Williams. The pitch. He swings and flares it out of play, left field side. 3-2. Fonte over at first, nobody out. Shorebirds on top of the Fred Nats, 8-5, top nine. Shorebirds trying to snap an 8-game losing streak against the Fred Nats in our break. Williams chokes up on the bat. Mendez is 3-2, and he swings and fouls it off the plate. To another payoff pitch. Mendez, first base side of the rubber, stares in for the sign. Comes set. 3-2 again, and Williams rolls it foul first base side. Swung at ball four, fastball in on his hands. Three-run Shorebird lead, top of the ninth. Infield plays Williams to pull. The 3-2. And Williams fouls off a third straight to the backstop this time. And it stays at 3-2. Good battle here between Williams and Mendez. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Mendez ready. Fires home. And Williams crushes one and deep down the right field line, but that is foul. Hooks way out of play. And we stay again at 3-2. Four straight foul balls by Williams. No two exactly alike either. 10th pitch of the AB. Infante at first, the pitch. And Williams strokes it on the ground by Valdez at second. And on into right center of base at right fielder. Craig cuts it off. Going first to third, Infante. Williams stays at first. And the Fred Nats, with nobody out here in the ninth, bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Andre Arias. And I don't think Alejandro Mendez is going to be the one to face him. Felipe Rojas Jr. out to the mound. And Joel Benitez, Ripe hasn't pointed yet. We'll see if he talks to Alejandro first and sees if he feels good to stay in the game. Instead, Mendez just hands him the ball, and Benitez will come on and try to pick up the save. Fred Nats have the tying run at the plate here in the ninth. It's Delmarva 8, Fredericksburg 5. Joel Benitez coming on. Stick with us here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season. Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Here we go, top of the ninth. Nobody out, and Joel Benitez comes on in this TechNet call to the bullpen, replacing Alejandro Mendez, who goes an inning plus, allows two runs right now on five hits, no walks, one strikeout. Responsible for the runners at first and second, and we are going to have a pinch runner at first. Christopher De La Cruz is going to pinch run for Steven Williams over at first, and presumably stay in the game and play left. So it's De La Cruz pinch running as Joel Benitez comes on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Benitez making his 13th appearance of the season. He's 3-1 with a 1089 ERA. Hasn't had a save opportunity yet. 6-2, 175. He took the loss against the Fred Nats back on Friday night. Two runs, two earns on a hit, two walks, two strikeouts. Andreo Rios, the tying run of the plate in the first pitch. It's a changeup over the outside corner for strike one. Riggs Threadgill is getting loose out in the Fred Nats bullpen just in case. 8-5 Shorebirds, top of the nine. Arias 0-4 tonight. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and in. 1-1. Over his last two outings combined, Benitez has gone 2 2/3 innings and allowed 9 runs, 8 earned. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. 1-1. Arias swings and pops it up, backing out of play. 1-2. Infield plays back, looking for two. 8-5, Shorebirds, top of the nine. Tying run at the plate. The pitch, runner goes from first, and Arias lines it into right center. That's down for a base hit. Craig picks it up, fires it back in. De La Cruz goes first to third, and the Fred Bats now bring the go-ahead run to the plate. Three straight singles to open the ninth. Arias, his 24th RBI of the season. And now Arias, the tying run at first, and Paul Witt, the 8-hole hitter, is the go-ahead run at the plate. He's 0-2 tonight, a walk, and was hit by a pitch his last time up. Benitez from the belt, the pitch, and the breaking ball misses up and in for 1-1. Infield back playing for two. Arias from first, the pitch, and Witt swings and pops it up. Now get back behind the backstop and up into the seats. 1-1. Flag blowing out to left. Benitez, first baseline. Here's the pitch. And Witt swings and fouls it back. Chased the pitch up and in. And the count's 1-2. After Witt, it's Alan Barrios, the 9-hole hitter. And then the top. And that clips the home plate umpire, Trey Jester. Steve Kreese, his crewmate, comes and checks in on him. He's okay. So 1-2 on Witt. First and third, nobody out. 8-6, Shorebirds, top nine. Kicking the pitch. And Witt, a weak tapper down the third base side. That's foul. Count remains at 1-2. Benitez ready. The pitch to Witt. And it's inside. Did that hit him again? It did. Clipped him on the wrist. And Benitez hits Witt and puts the go-ahead run at first. Tying run at second. And there's still nobody out here in the ninth. The first four have reached. And Alan Barrios, the catcher, comes to the plate. Corners come in, and middle infield plays back. Outfield straight away for the right-handed hitter. Barrios 1-for-3. He's homered once this season. It was against Delmarva here in Purdue Stadium off of Daniel Fetterman, a 3-run shot. The first pitch. Breaking ball on the outside black for strike one. Shorebirds have lost 8 straight to Fredericksburg and trying to break this streak. Knew it wasn't going to be easy. Didn't know it was going to be this hard. 0-1. Barrio swings and misses. Little two-seamer down low. And it's 0-2. Top of the order, Jacob Young on deck. What seemed like a leisurely Sunday win suddenly has heart races. Here in the nine. 0-2. And Barrios tags it deep down the left field line. That's a foul ball. If your heart wasn't beating fast already, maybe you skipped a beat there. If that falls, that might clear the bases. But it's hooked just foul in left field corner. Shorebirds have been held scoreless since the fourth. Fred Nats hadn't scored since the third when they scored 2 with 2 outs in the eighth. 1 here in the ninth, and now the bases loaded, nobody out. It's a 2-run game. The pitch. And Barrios pops it up. Foul ground behind home. Monte Cone gives it a look, but it's 2 rows deep. And Barrios stays alive. Shorebirds had an 8-3 lead. They had 2 outs in the eighth. Then Alejandro Mendez threw away a baseball on a comebacker. It's a tough play. After that, another single. And a run came in. Now here in the ninth, 2-run game. The 0-2 again, and Barrios checks his swing. He went around, but the pitch gets away from Monte Cone, goes to the backstop. A run comes in. Everybody advances. Barrios is out. Couldn't check his swing on the pitch in the dirt. But for the Fred Nats, it's all the same. Everybody advances, a run scores, and now Jacob Young is going to be intentionally walked to face JT Arruda with the bases loaded. So that sets up the double play everywhere again. De La Cruz scores on the wild pitch. Arias now at third. Witt at second. Walk. And now Arruda, who is 2-for-4 today with 3 runs driven in, including a 2-run homer. It's a 1-run game, top of the ninth. 8-7 Shorebirds. Benitez set. Here's the pitch. And Arruda swings and misses. Out in front of 84. Shorebirds led 8-3. It's been whittled down to 8-7. Arruda at the plate. His 2-run homer in the third tied the game at 3. Shorebirds trying to make sure he doesn't have any more heroics tonight. The 0-1 is swinging a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Can't lay off. It's 0-2. So 0-2 on Arruda. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second. Base is loaded, 1 out, top of the ninth. Benitez trying to work his way out of this jam. The 0-2 pitch, and Arruda takes down and in. Shorebirds trying to avoid a series sweep and a ninth straight loss to the Fred Nats. One and two on Arruda. Base is loaded, one out. Here's the pitch. And Aruda takes it down to the dirt off of Monte Cohn's chest protector to the backstop. Arias scores from third, and the Fred Nats have tied it at eight here in the ninth. A second straight wild pitch scores a run. Everybody advances. The go-ahead run now at third. Up to second goes Young. And the Shorebirds have imploded again here in the ninth. It's a blown save for Benitez. Witt at third, now the go-ahead run. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds. 2-2 on Aruda. Benitez set. Here's the pitch. And Witt, a chopper back, throws to first. Now the runner comes home. He looked Witt back at third, who was halfway down the line, and then Witt just kept on running. Benitez gave him one look, and when he looked away again, Witt took off. Benitez threw to first, and the Fred Nats have a 9-8 lead. Absolutely brutal. Young goes to third. It's a fielder's choice RBI for Aruda. And now here's Viondel Pena, the pitch. Swings and pops it up, backing out of play. Witt was far enough off a third, halfway down the line, that Benitez should have ran at him. Instead, looked at him, thought he looked him back to third. He didn't. The pitch. Fastball down the middle. It's 0-2. Fred Nats have the first four reached here in the ninth. All four score. It's 9-8 Fredericksburg. Top of the ninth. 2 outs, a runner at third. The 0-2. Breaking ball down the dirt. It's blocked in front. Monte Cohn doesn't know where it is. And Young comes home from third. Young, a quick break from third. And the Fred Nats score a third run on a wild pitch here in the inning. Ball and two strikes now on Pena. 2 outs, a fifth run home for the Fred Nats. It's 10-8 Fredericksburg, top of the ninth. 3 runs have scored in the inning on wild pitches. 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. But the damage done. The damage done and then some. 5 in the frame for the Fred Nats. They take the lead in the ninth. Shorebirds need 2 to tie it. 3 Nats 10 and the Shorebirds 8 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. The Shorebirds are back in town August 2nd through the 7th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. On Thursday, August 4th, it's the Maryland Pride Adley Rutschman bobblehead giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Friday, August 5th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night featuring a special guest appearance by Spider-Man as well as post-game fireworks. And Saturday, August 6th is post-game WBOC fireworks presented by Mount Air Farms. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Didn't think I'd be saying this, but time for the bottom of the ninth. It's the Fred Nats 10 and the Shorebirds 8. Fred Nats scored 5 times in the top of the ninth. 3 wild pitches, an RBI, 3 run scoring wild pitches, should be more specific. an RBI single, and an RBI fielder's choice where a runner was held out to dry until he wasn't. So the Shorebirds need 2 to tie, 3 to win it against Riggs Threadgill, the de facto closer for the Fred Nats. He picked up the save in extra innings back on Friday night. On the season, Threadgill was 3-for-3 in save chances, 5-1 on the year. Ray, 6'4", 220, right-handed pitcher, 33 1/3 innings, has struck out 32 and walked 9. Michael Montecone leads it off. He's 0-for-3. Right-on-right matchup, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Threadgill from the first base side winds and fires, and the 0-1 breaking ball is down and in for ball one. Shorebirds now down 10-8 here in the bottom of the ninth. They led 8-3 all the way into the eighth, gave up 2 in the eighth. That's when things started to get a little hairy. The pitch is up and in for ball two. Fred Nats brought the tying run to the plate, but Alejandro Mendez got out of it. Blake Kreis is averted. When the first four reached to open the ninth, Joel Benitez came on, and things didn't get better. 2-1. Fastball outside all the way to the backstop, and Threadgill making some Fred Nats palms a little sweaty here to begin the inning. Top of the order on deck, Luis Valdez. I saw Creed Willem starting to run and stretch a little bit. I think he might be the one to hit for Reed Trimble. 3-1. Fastball a little low for ball four. And, well, the Shorebirds get a shot here in the ninth. The tying run comes to the plate in the form of Luis Valdez after Montecone walks to open the ninth. The nine-hole hitter. Valdez 1-for-4, single, a fielder's choice, a run driven in, 2 scored. Represents the tying run. It's Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 8, bottom of the ninth. Switch hitter, bats left. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes down the dirt off the knee of the catcher Barrios to his right. Montecone stays put at first, though. Ball one. Fred Nats scored 5 in the top. The Shorebirds have a countermeasure. 1-0. Valdez, a weak number to third. Witt playing in on the grass field. Throws to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. So Valdez replaces Montecone at first on the fielder's choice. That brings up Trenton Craig, and Creed Willems is in the on-deck circle. Should the game continue to what would be Trimble's spot? Willems hasn't had an at-bat in weeks. Craig at the plate, he's 2-for-4, the pitch. Breaking ball drops in on the inside corner, 0-1. Valdez at first, 1-out. Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 8, bottom of the ninth. The pitch, fastball outside, goes to the backstop, and Valdez takes second on the wild pitch. So 1-1 on Craig, representing the tying run. Here in the last of the ninth, Craig has homered twice this season. The 1-1. Fastball outside for ball two. Threadgill, who had come in having walked only 9, walked Montecone to lead off the inning. Now down the count on Craig, 2-1. Shorebirds down 2, last of the ninth, trying to avoid a heartbreaking loss. 2-1. Valdez takes off for third. The pitch, a called strike. And it's bobbled by Barrios. He never gets off a throw. And Valdez swipes third. His second stolen base of the game is 47th of the season. I think Felipe is actually laying into Valdez right. Should not be stealing third there. If he gets thrown out, that is brutal. I think Felipe is right. But he's at third now. One out, 2-2 on Craig. Here's the pitch. And Craig swings and misses. 94 blown by him for strike three. And the Shorebirds down to their final out. And what would be, in a year of so many losses, what might be the most brutal and painful way the Shorebirds have lost a game this season? And Creed Willems will try to extend it. Creed, in his first at-bat since July the 7th, his first pitch he takes off the outside corner for ball one. Nearly 3 weeks since he went 0-for-1 against Salem and left the game early. Hitting 145 in the year, the pitch. It's outside for ball two. So ahead in the count, 2-0. Get a pitch to hit, tie the game. Valdez at third, two outs. Birds down 10-8, last of the ninth. Threadgills 2-0. And Willems takes down and in for ball three. Michael Desone, the cleanup man on deck. Threadgill, a breather off the back of the mound. Willems takes at the knees, down the middle. Strike one. Shorebirds gave up five in the top of the ninth. Can they atone for their sins and somehow tie this game? And now Threadgill steps off and wants to reset back behind the mound again. And now the Fred Nats dugout is barking at Trey Jester, and I don't know why. I was curious. 3-1 on Willems. Birds down to their final out. The 3-1. Willems takes low, ball four, and the tying run is on for the Shorebirds. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for the Fred Nats, Joel Hanrahan. As Michael Desone comes to the plate representing the winning run. Shorebirds have walked it off a couple of times on Sunday before, is now pinch running for Willems at first is Aronson Placencia. So Placencia now the tying run over at first. Desone at the plate hasn't homered this season. Shorebirds no stranger to the walk-off on Sundays. The last time they were home on a Sunday, they walked it off on the Red Sox. Second time this year, they'd walked it off on the Red Sox on Sunday. Both times at home. So now Desone. In a game that had been a Sunday stroll through the park, it's been turned on its head by seven late runs from the Fred Nats to take a 10-8 lead. Now the Shorebirds in the last of the ninth, down to their final out, have the winning run of the plate. First and third, two outs. The pitch from Threadgill to Desone. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Desone 0-for-4 today. RBI ground out back in the first. 0-1. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball one. Desone, the winning run at the plate. First and third, two out. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses low for ball two. Desone ahead in the count, 2-1. The pitch. Desone takes on the outside corner, 2-2. And the Shorebirds down to their final strike. Shorebirds have blown a five-run lead tonight in the top of the ninth. Now the winning run of the plate, the pitch. And Desone, a tapper foul at the plate off his foot. chance to wipe away what happened in the top of the ninth. And this crowd trying to push them over the edge. Plasencia at first, the tying run. 2-2 on Dazone. Bottom nine, two outs. 10-8 for Rednats. The pitch. And Dazone takes a called strike three. Breaking ball, the inside corner freezes him. And in a year of now 60 losses for the Shorebirds, none more painful, more delirious than this one here on Sunday. Fred Nats sweep the series. The final score here on Sunday is the Fredericksburg Nationals 10 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 8. Go ahead, take a moment, try to collect our thoughts, collect our emotions, and come back with totals and a recap. Your final score here on Sunday, it's the Fred Nats 10 and the Shorebirds 8. Back with the post-game show next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Perdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium, and if you're still listening, man, you're kind of sadistic, and I guess so am I. Shorebirds give up seven runs in the final two innings and drop this one to the Fred Nats by a final score of 10-8. Let's get through this one as pain-free as possible, as quickly as we can, but man, so this one hurt just a little bit differently than normal. Fred Nats scored one in the first on a Viandel Pena RBI single before the Shorebirds answered with three in the first. Three straight hits opening the account against Jackson Rutledge. Valdez single, Craig single, and then Reed Trimblin RBI double. Frederick Van Cosbane RBI single as well. Michael Dazone RBI ground out. Fred Nats tied it in the third on a JT Arruda two-run homer. for the Shorebirds, scored five in the fourth to take an 8-3 lead. Roberto Martinez, an RBI single, and then Luis Valdez, an RBI fielder's choice with a throwing error attached that also scored two more. Then Trenton Craig drove him in to make an 8-3. We stayed at that score for an awesome long time, and I choose to believe that nothing happened after the seventh inning today. But we continued to play after the seventh, and unfortunately for the Shorebirds, bad things happened. In the eighth, two runs came in. The first after Jacob Young with a dribble single to the left of the mound. Mendez trying to throw him out at first, threw wide of the bag and allowed Paul Witt to score from first. Young went all the way up to second, or over to third, beg your pardon. And then JT Arruda with an RBI single drove in Young and made it a 8-5 game. After another single, Bossy third, and Shorebirds got out of the frame despite the tying run being at the plate. Go to the ninth, Mendez stayed on, first two batters singled, so he came out with a tying run once again at the plate. Joel Benitez gave up an RBI single, then a hit batter, struck out Alan Barrios, but with a wild pitch. The run came in to score, it was 8-7, with second and third now one out. Jacob Young was intentionally walked, loading the bases for JT Arruda. And another wild pitch, while Arruda was batting, advanced everybody again and tied the game at 8. Arruda then bounced back to Benitez on the mound, who looked back Young at third, looked back Witt at third, and then threw to first. But when Benitez looked back the other way to first and threw, Witt took off again and scored without a play at the plate to give the Fred Nats a 9-8 lead. Another wild pitch allowed Young to score and make it 10-8. Shorebirds toying with our hearts again. Put two on with two out in the ninth. Bring the winning run to the plate with a tying run at first. And Michel Desone struck out swinging to end the ball game. Final line score in this one, it's the Fred Nats. 10 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They strand 11. The Shorebirds, 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They strand 5. Brian Pena gets the win. He's 3-2. Alejandro Mendez the loss. He's 0-1. Riggs Threadgill the save, his fourth of the season, his second of the series. Started at 5:04, finished at 8:02, time of game at 2 hours and 58 minutes. Attendance hasn't been reported yet, but man, if you were on hand to witness what just happened over the past hour, you should receive the Nobel Peace Prize or something, or maybe a coupon on the way out, because, oh boy, that was something to witness. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 29-60. On the season, they are 8-16 in the second half, now 15-26 at home, and they've lost three straight games coming out of the All-Star break. Fredericksburg now at 51-39. They are 18-6 in the second half, now 24-24 on the road, four straight wins overall, and they have now won eight straight over the Shorebirds. Let's go through the Carolina League scoreboard just because we can. Lynchburg, a 3-1 win over Salem. Augusta and Columbia end up getting postponed after that game was scoreless in the fourth. Charleston, 2-0 win over Myrtle Beach. Kannapolis, an 11-1 win 3 over Down East. And that's your Carolina League scoreboard. Birdland for you. Yankees shut out the O's 6-0. Aberdeen, 7-5 win over Greenville. Richmond, 7-6 over Bowie. And Norfolk loses to Durham, 5-3. So all the scores from people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead, turn our attention to the next game the Shorebirds play, which will be on Tuesday from Lynchburg, 6:30 p.m. First pitch from Bank of the James Stadium. Juan de los Santos on the mound for the Shorebirds. No starter announced yet for the Hillcats. We'll get that info to you when we can. Now about wrap up today's broadcast, as always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for today's broadcast. As always, it's, you know, not about sometimes the end product in the field, but appreciate you sticking around and making us a part of your Sunday. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until Tuesday from Lynchburg, we'll talk to you then. Your final score one more time today. Fred Nats come back from 5 runs down and sweep the Shorebirds. Delmarva, their 8th straight loss to the Fred Nats. Now 60 losses on the season. Talk to you Tuesday from Lynchburg. Until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.